Shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two-time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Fasting Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Show. What's going on, man? How you doing over there? How's the weather?
Amazing. Still cold, but we're going to get through this, guys. This episode, Biden has his State of the Union address. But there was a lot of copy and paste from previous State of the Unions. We're going to talk about that. Also, Russia invades Ukraine. And just like that, COVID disappears. Anybody remember Justin Trudeau in Canada and Trucker? Yeah, we're going to talk about some of that on this episode of The Salty Show. Well, well, wow. Jeremy's dancing today. He's feeling good. What did you guys give him?
He's happy.
I ate a pound of meat.
Oh, you're on that lion diet. Yes, I'm giving that a try, man. I'm telling you. We'll see how it goes.
A little more seasoned. He was a little more seasoned. His meat was a little more seasoned than the lion diet.
Well, yeah. TMI. Heidi, you have something for us today.
I do.
Deep thoughts with Heidi. What's going on?
Yes. Deep thoughts. I don't know. So my goal, while he's not in the room because he just stepped out for a second, my goal is to see if I can make Timmy melt. So that's
make
my goal.
Melt.
Melt with laughter. Melt with tears.
Okay.
Melt with laughter
melt.
And tears.
Yeah.
No, melt with laughter and
we
tears.
Can like, we can wait if you
he
want.
He can't breathe. He can't breathe. And he's going to be dying over here. He's drank half. Two thirds of a beer. So he's going to be ready to go, I'm sure. And since he decided to not cuss for the next 40 days, we'll see.
Oh, how yeah. So
really?
Apparently he gave up cussing for Lent.
Oh, no. This is going to end up badly. What a shit move. What a cocksucker.
Hey.
Whoa.
Oh, so I see how this game
goes. We're going to pick on Jeremy.
You're going to try every step of the way to get me to curse
what a
and
pussy.
Go off the deep end. A big fat one. A big fat wet one.
I'm just messing with you. Hey, I'll tell you this. Before you go, Heidi, I did want to say this.
Yep.
My lockdown ended, guys. My lockdown ended yesterday. The timing of this, Tim, that I'm going to stop, that you're going to stop cussing, really, and I'm going to start drinking.
Oh my
god!
That's
gonna be great episodes. All right, Heidi, what do you got?
Oh,
sorry.
Lord, help us all. All right, here we go. Children say the darndest things. A little boy walks into his parents' room to see his mom on top of dad bouncing up and down. The mom sees her son and quickly dismounts, worried about what her son has seen. She dresses quickly and goes to find him. The son sees his mom and asks, "What were you doing? What were you and dad doing?" The mother replies, "Well, you know, your dad has that big tummy, and sometimes I have to get on top of him to help it flatten out."
"Ooh.
You're wasting your time," said the boy. "Why is that?" asked the mother, puzzled. "Well, when you go shopping, the lady next door comes over and gets on her hands and knees and blows it right back up again."
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. Heidi. Heidi got a funny today, guys.
Oh, my
Heidi
God.
Made a funny.
That is wrong.
and in true nature, since Timmy's not cussing for the next 40 days,
cursing,
I'll go ahead
cursing.
What's the difference between cussing and cursing?
Where you're Mason from in the country? Oh, yeah. There, I'm going to go ahead and take over for him. This whole sequence of events took place in less than 10 seconds. Reflexes, fuck you. There's a short, but in this case, crucial moment between wiping your ass and dropping the paper in the toilet bowl. As I was wiping my ass, I sneezed.
I've done that before. That's not pleasant.
A slimy drop of snot landed on my upper lip. And I instinctively put the paper I was holding on my nose.
Oh my God. Make it stop.
Bad situation.
It's hidden into doing
from
this
bad
already.
To worse.
My body's way of saying, "What the fuck, bro? You put shit on your nose." was instant puking, which landed in my hand, on my hands, and in my lap. Now I'm standing up, screaming out my disgust, with pants around my ankles, shit on my face, and puke all over. The wife comes banging on the door, wondering what's wrong. My instant thought is, she must never know. In my stress, I reach for the door to ensure it's locked, so I can make sure any rescue attempts fail. Of course, I trip, fall face first on the door. This doesn't calm my wife at all, but leaves vomit all over the door and my nose hurting, which I instinctively grab to acknowledge the pain. It's all a mess. I've been spending the last hour and a half showering, cleaning the bathroom, making up half-ass explanations to my wife, and I still smell shit in my nose.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So that story, have you ever seen, what was it? Is it Tucker Max? Right.
Yeah.
What was the book of Tucker?
I hope they serve beer in hell.
Yeah. I hope they serve beer in hell with Tucker. Oh my God. That right there reminds me that when they put the eye drops in his beer and he splits it with the girl and they're going back and they're about to do it and her stomach starts going.
Oh my
right?
God.
And she's like, oh my God, I gotta go. So she goes in the bathroom, blows it up. Right. He's gotta go and she's destroying that. He walks through the whole hotel floor. Right. The whole thing, dude, he couldn't hold it. He poops.
Oh, see? My God.
Ooh, wow.
Liquid over the entire thing. Oh, he gets back.
No.
He gets back to his room, cleans up. And then the cleaner, you know, the janitor, she knows who he is and what room. She looked him up. So right at the end, because he's all clear, she knocks on the door, gives him the mop to go clean.
Oh, my God.
No.
You've never seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Dude, so anytime you hear me refer to the Helen Keller, it's from that movie.
Oh, that's terrible.
Every time I talk about the Helen Keller.
Well, okay. So I just wanted to open up with some laughs because we always talk about such serious things. And I thought, let's laugh a little today.
That's some funny shit. But Well, Tim doesn't care because he doesn't get it.
I get it.
All right. We support you, Tim. No more cursing. Or cursing.
You're trying to get me to curse.
Jeremy, okay. What is going on with the J-Files? Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God. This is, I think, Timmy's not too distant future here. All right. Okay. Man sexually attracted to balloons has over 50,000 in his house.
Oh, oh my God.
At the age of 4, Julius's mother brought him a balloon while he was in the hospital, and he has been obsessed ever since.
Oh no.
For more than 5 decades, he has been addicted to them. So much so that he actually built a balloon sanctuary packed with thousands of balloons where he sleeps every night. 9 years ago, Julius spoke about his particular fixation on an episode of TLC's Strange Addiction. Julius explained, "They're beautiful. They're soft, smooth, delicate. I have a connection with them. Intellectually, I know the balloons are not alive, but sometimes I wonder if it's my love for them that brings them to life." His love for balloons is not just platonic, though. Did you hear what I said, right?
Yeah.
He's putting his wee-wee inside the balloon. Oh, my
no.
God. Talk about rubber.
And my love for balloons, it's also a sexual love.
What happens God. When it breaks on it?
When I see a beautiful balloon, my heart starts to flutter and I get aroused.
Oh, my God.
I take a 12-inch and I inflate it to 11 inches. So that way it could take a lot of abuse.
Oh my God.
Abuse. Did you hear what I said? Abuse.
This guy's got to be a pedophile.
Rub her. I mean, is it rub her? Rubber. Rubber. Well,
in his defense,
rub her. Rubber.
How no far defense. Away of this is from blow up dolls, right? Because technically it's they're the same. There's, but I guess the blow up dolls have a shape
there
to
are
them.
Seams,
but it's the same goddamn thing, seams. Right? Or hey, Tim, seams. Or Manola. What's how's the difference that? You're not falling in love with Manola?
Manola, okay. Manola's my own.
Never says no.
Oof. All right. Julius says, my wife thinks it's strange. That's
he's
right.
Married?
He has a wife. My wife thinks no it's shit. Strange, but she accepts it. Oh, his love for balloons is so strong that he often spends days rescuing balloons that he believes to be in danger. He said, I go to car dealerships. And I do what I call balloon rescue. When they set them out early in the morning, they're really beautiful. And as the sun bakes them, they become dull and misshapen. I feel like I give them a second chance at life.
Oh my God.
Despite concerns among his family, Julius says he has no plans to end his love affair with balloons. He said, I've seen a psychologist before, and the only thing he could say was, well, you're not hurting anybody, so why worry about it? I see nothing wrong with loving balloons, and I'm going to continue loving balloons because that's what makes me happy.
So is the B in LGBTQ not stand for balloons?
It could.
Mr. Balloon Hands.
or maybe we need to add another B to the end. So it's LGBTQB.
What? What is wrong with people? I mean.
But there are people worried about a pet pig.
But this guy's exactly. got yeah.
the pet pig.
But this guy
pig.
Actually has a wife, and I'm normal, and I don't have a wife. Or a girl.
Well, wait a minute. Well, normal. That's a big word. That's a big there word. Normal's a big
my
word.
Well, look, now that you gave up cuss words, maybe that might turn things around for you. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what? Very
there
possible.
Go. There you go.
It's probably I love that, it. It's probably that spicy language you got going on. All right.
What else? All right. Next story. Yes, I have two more stories. Pastor discovers his gut has been brewing its own beer due to a rare condition. A pastor has discovered that his gut has been brewing its own alcohol every day he eats carbs due to a rare condition. Although at first glance, it might sound like a brilliant problem to have, that hasn't been the case. Adam Stump suffers from auto brewery syndrome, ABS.
This is a thing.
I know that's irritable. No, it's IBS.
Yeah, IBS. It would lead to him becoming very drunk and aggressive without touching a drop of the hard
stuff.
Stop it.
The 40-year-old would often black out and slur his speech. His bewildered wife, Jana, was convinced that her husband was an alcoholic. It was only when the stay-at-home mom realized something was wrong, when breathalyzer show Adam was over the legal limit despite spending the entire day together without drinking. After various trips to the doctors, who also thought it was a secret alcoholic, it was discovered that he had been suffering from the ABS. The data for now takes antibiotics to manage his condition. So that's good for him. Adam from Pittsburgh said, at the start, Jenna didn't believe I hadn't been drinking. She thought I was sneaking it somewhere. I had to convince her that I hadn't been drinking. So what do you guys think? I mean,
I have never heard about this. This is fucking weird. Poor guy. I mean, he can't drink. I mean, I guess he's a pastor, so he's not drinking.
And so basically, basically what happens is when he consumes the carbs, right, the carbohydrates, the enzymes in his stomach convert it to sugar, and then the yeast converts it to alcohol. And so basically every time he eats carbohydrates, he gets drunk. So the answer, how they solved it, was basically they put him on a meat and egg and cheese diet.
Like what you're supposed to eat.
Yeah. They basically cut out the carbohydrates, switched them over to meat, cheese, and eggs. And that's how they are managing the situation.
That's funny. That's strange.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Beer gut. Yeah. Beer gut.
Beer gut ABS.
He's got real I would beer be very. I'd actually be really upset if I had that.
You got to deal with what you got to deal with.
Like you can't even go to a bar because you're already drunk.
Well, if you're not eating carbohydrates, you're fine.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I gotta have my pasta.
Nope.
Do you have to?
Yes.
The Italian too.
I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant with you where you've eaten pasta. Yeah,
ditto. I stay away from it as much as possible, but I love my pasta.
I
this whole week I've been for lunch. I've had pasta. I made one bag of pasta, you know, pasta sauce, mm-hmm. you know, meat sauce. Boom. Oh yeah. That's my lunch for 3 days. Hmm. One bag. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm eating like a pound of pasta a day. It's one bag of pasta spread out over 3 days. Love pasta.
Okay. I just never seen you eat out.
Because you know my biggest fear is being obese. So I try not to eat things that
pasta and garlic bread and all that will do it to you.
It's like, why live if you can't have that?
Yeah. All right. Last story. Student has limbs amputated after eating friend's leftovers the next day.
What?
Yeah, sounds interesting, huh? A student identified only as JC had to have limbs amputated after eating some leftovers that had been left in the fridge by his housemate. JC ate the chicken and noodle dish that had been brought from a restaurant the previous night and immediately started to feel ill.
The new Wuhan.
According to the report, the patient had a severely high temperature and a pulse of 166 beats per minute and had to be sedated. The patient was so ill that he was taken to the intensive care unit of another hospital by helicopter for further treatment. 5 hours before his admission, purplish discoloration of the skin developed, and a friend took the patient to the emergency room for evaluation. Doctors claim that the severe symptoms that he was suffering from seemed likely to have been an aggressive bacterial infection. His kidneys had failed, his blood started to clot, and all in less than 24 hours after eating the food.
What did he eat?
Bacteria
what the
is,
fuck did he eat?
He had chicken. Yeah, it was a chicken.
Was it cooked?
Chicken rice lo mein. Yeah, it was like Chinese food.
That's the Wuhan. That's the new Wuhan Chinese virus.
It had some sort of killer bacteria in it, right?
You see, this is why social distancing.
Right. So when bacteria is present in the blood, the entire body's blood vessels dilate, dropping the blood pressure and preventing oxygen from getting to the organs. As his hands and feet became cold, they are starved of oxygen. The tissues then started to turn necrotic. Basically, they started, they died.
Yeah.
Things are starting to die, right? So that as part of, he had had parts of all 10 fingers amputated, as well as bilateral below knee amputations. So they took parts of all of his fingers and I guess his legs below his knees.
No Manola for him.
Yeah. 26 days later, he has become conscious and his condition is improving.
Wait, they put him under and so they did this to him. And after 26 days of sleeping, now he gets to wake up and have.
He's enough now to be conscious again.
Wow, that's really shitty.
Yeah, that's oh,
poopy.
Oh,
really poopy. I said I'm trying. I didn't say it's gonna be perfect, but you know I'm
sinner.
Trying.
What a sinner.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Jesus. Wow, that's really poopy.
That is. Yeah. Could you imagine just, you know? You walk to the fridge and your buddy's like, "Hey, I'm not going to eat that."
You're allowed to say
that
word on TV now, so I don't consider that a curse word.
Whatever. It's totally still a curse. It's still a curse. It doesn't matter. It's still a curse word.
Cable TV. It's not. It's what comes out of your body.
No, that's poop, not shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is.
It is what you put on your face when you sneeze.
We've started this episode really like talking about beer guts, pooping, fucking necrophilia. Or balloonophilia.
Balloonophilia. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Balloonophilia.
Yeah.
And now we're about to introduce.
Well, we're about to introduce the dead one of them all.
Clean all right. Up on aisle 46.
Well, thank you, Jeremy, for Jesus. That'll sober you up, except the guy with the beer gut. Not him. All right, well, let's get down to this. Oh, shit. What do you guys want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about Biden's State of the Union snoozer fest or the propaganda machine at work with the Ukraine-Russian ordeal that's happening? What do you guys want to cover first?
Let's do quick Biden sucks because we all know he sucks. So there's no reason to keep beating that dead horse.
He's trying to build a wall.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's do it.
I don't know if to start with the Ukraine issue and then how he dedicated 20 minutes of his speech to it.
Should start with the state of Ukraine.
Okay.
The state of Ukraine and how every single person there was every single politician cared more about putting a Ukrainian flag or in Biden's world, the Iranian flag. All over the place, you know, in their lapels, their ties, their dresses.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim. I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim, because See, Democrats, and that's not all of them, of course, but the vast, a lot of them will never wear. Will never wear. No. Republicans will wear the American flag. They're proud of the American flag. Democrats are not. And you know, there's the exceptions. The old ones, the new ones. They're not proud of their country. They're not, homie. And that's why they Ukraine. Oh, here's an opportunity to have another flag, be proud of another country. So blue and yellow. And then to Tim's point, that's what a lot of them were wearing, that even Republicans, which to me, it's like, guys, this is the State of the Union of the United States. We can deal with world other shit at a later time and be proud. I don't understand how that makes sense. Anyway, so Biden goes out, he gives the State of the Union. And so to summarize, and I saw this, somebody post this, because this should bring it to memory what has happened in the last year, folks. All right. And I'm going to say this, Biden's quote unquote accomplishments, which is what? The inflation crisis, the border crisis, the Afghanistan crisis. All right. And I'm just reminding you folks, the COVID crisis,
Ukrainian crisis,
the supply chain crisis, Tim's point, Ukraine crisis, the Crimea crisis. Right. Everybody forgot about that shit. Okay. So all that shit is happening, you know, and Biden is going to tell us what happened. All right. Now, I have a few videos here, but I think this one here gives us a good compilation of Biden's fails. And you know, me and Tim were watching it, and I think we were commenting on the group chat as we're watching it. And I saw an analysis on his speech. And I forgot who said this, but it was, he said, There are, for example, if you look at Trump, the things that Trump said in his speech, the way that it was written and the things that he said, solid, good. His delivery maybe was lacking, but what he was saying was good. On the other hand, you had Obama. Obama was a great speaker. Said bullshit. All the, if you read what he wrote, it's all bullshit, but he delivered it nice. He's a well-spoken man. Biden had neither. Biden was fucking mumbling all over the place. And his fucking message was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And to Tim's point,
his medicine more rope.
Exactly. And he was fucking angry. Like that Walter puppet, you know, it's so fucking weird. I wish I was joking, man. I wish I was, but I'm not, you know, he's yelling at people and everybody's like, what the fuck is happening right now? I literally, this is my reaction to every single time Biden speaks, is like, where? We gotta be strong. Go get him. Go get him. Go get who? Go get who? All right. So look, I'm gonna do a compilation. Let's watch this video. And again, these are all his fails. And then we'll go into a little bit more details. Lauren Boebert, man, she got a lot of flack for that, but I loved it. All right. So let me play this little clip here.
Time to see the what used to be called the Rust Belt become the home of a significant resurgence of manufacturing. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
Iranian.
He'll never extinguish the Iranian central bank from defending the Russian ruble.
River.
A pound of Ukrainian people, pound for pound. There's simply nothing beyond our capacity. Increasing the productive capacity of our economy. I call it building a better America. We won't stop. Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine. The vaccine can stop the spread.
What?
Of these diseases.
What?
What? You can't build a wall.
You can't build a wall.
Because you know what he really wanted to say? You can't build a wall to keep the immigrants out. Yeah. That's what he really wanted to say.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, and honestly, like somebody, this is a, you know, quick clips, but if you would have watched it, the guy does not exude confidence, man, or authority or just any, he's fucking useless, man. I don't know how, the reason, we all know this, the reason Russia is, it feels emboldened is because of this fucking weak ass motherfucker, like Tim says all the time. Because he does cuss, ladies and gentlemen, but today he's not. So,
well, who? No.
Biden is very, Biden is very weak. He's a weak, feckless old man.
Feckless?
Feckless? What does that mean?
Feckless. Google it. But look at everything I wouldn't be afraid of this guy. I feel bad for this guy. Like, I want to give him some ice cream and like put him like to bed.
He likes ice cream with the kids.
When he was speaking, Kamala, I don't know if you have the videos of her and everything. I think so. You're going to get into that.
Yeah.
But her expressions throughout a lot of this speech, like, it tells you everything. Even like when he had that gaffe, when he called them Iranians, the camera caught her going, she looked and she's like, Iranians. You know what I mean? Like she couldn't even help herself.
Well, at least she knows.
Crazy Nancy. She was, she had this whole thing orchestrated to where everybody step up, clap. And she was like, literally like yelling at people, like with her teeth. You know what I mean? Like to get up and up and clap.
Fuck that bitch.
But she is, they're crazy. Like they're all standing behind a guy that they know is useless as a wet fart. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes those wet ones are, you know what I mean? It is what's going to get open the floodgates. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're not that useless. You know?
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, you started the conversation. Heidi started
every once in a while. Poop fest. I got poop on my lip. But why wouldn't you? Let me tell you something. If I'm China, and you realize he never mentioned China once in the speech. He mentioned him once, like how he was like good friends with like Xi Jinping, but he never went after China. Never said they were an enemy or what they were doing. But if I'm China, if I'm North Korea, if I'm Russia, if I'm Pakistan, if I'm Iran, what are you afraid of? I'm not afraid. Now's the, honestly, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but if the way my mind works is you attack when people are at their weakest. Yeah. A ship is only as strong as their, as their captain, or, a chain is only as the weakest link. You know what I mean? So he's our weakest link. So everything he portrays, everything about being woke and diversity, equity, inclusion, and every decision based on a color or a check in a box. Like, we're not a serious country anymore. No. We're not a serious country. So why would you think that he's going to do anything?
You know,
he's just going to cower to everybody.
We're going to get to this eventually. We're going to talk about. So there's been a lot of propaganda, and I don't want to jump into it, but I am going off a little on a tangent just to link these two, because they're linked, folks. The issue that's happening in Ukraine and the president's State of the Union, because again, 20 minutes, I think somebody clocked it at. He talked about Ukraine, that whole thing that's happening out there. So a lot of people were saying this sounds more like the state of the European state or the European Union. What the fuck does this have to do with America? Now, you guys remember, well, if you guys don't know, FYI, there's a lot of propaganda. And one of the stories was that there was this island out in close to Ukraine, Snake Island or something like that, I think it's called, where supposedly 13 Ukrainians died in heroically, and turns out that the story was false. Okay, now Biden in his speech mentioned some heroic, American soldiers, and I think that's all he said, which goes to show you he's giving the State of the Union, and just recently in Afghanistan, 13 U.S. soldiers died because, Tim, what were you gonna say?
No, he brought up the soldiers, uh-huh, the Afghan stuff when he was trying to tie it to the burning and the cancer and tied it to Bo. And that's when he got.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew he, but he brought it up. He had mentioned something. You're fine. You're fine. Because I forgot how he mentioned it, but he brought it up. And I like this because, again, folks, he's giving the State of the Union. You would think he would take the moment to honor American soldiers who died under his fucking watch. Is this angry? If you're not angry at this shit, you should be angry. He's a fucking president of the United States, not mentioning the men who died. This is disgusting. Now, Lauren Boebert, I love her, dude. I love her courage. That woman has balls of steel more than men. And she puts a lot of men to shame, dude. I have to say this. There's a lot of men who serve in Congress who don't have the goddamn balls, and women have to step up. This is sad, angry, but she did it. And I love her for it. Let me play this excerpt here, because again, to Tim's point, he tried to bring that up. And as if it didn't happen, folks. And how disgusting, dude. He's a commander in chief. folks, you need to be angry about this, that the president of the United States wanted to avoid this. Let me play this and you can watch it.
And they come home, many of the world's fittest and best trained warriors in the world. Never the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness. A cancer that would put them in a flag draped coffin. I know. 13. One of those.
Good. She, you know, she says you put them there.
What?
13 of them is what she yelled out, Lauren Boebert.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah,
so.
It's hard to hear. But she yelled.
It was very faint.
Yeah.
It's very faint.
If you would have been in there, they all heard it. They all heard it because they booed her. You know, Democrats booed her. So they heard her. And so basically he's trying to, you know, say, you know, oh, they're soldiers and they come back, you know, whatever. But he doesn't take the time to mention the 13 who fell under his watch, ladies and gentlemen. They did by a decision that he made, a very bad decision that he made. What happens after that is, and this is why I love what Lauren Boebert did, because it forces them to answer. Right, because now the news has to cover it. Oh, there was an outbreak. Okay, this Lauren Boebert decides to, you know, call out Biden on his 13 soldiers. Oh, by the way, Jen Psaki, what do you have to say about that? Why wasn't that included in his speech? How come nobody told the, you know, put this who are his speechwriters who didn't take the goddamn time to put this in a speech? And let me show you what she said, which is even more pathetic, dude. Her answer is pathetic, folks. The White House press secretary.
So look, a speech like the State of the Union, it's hugely important. It doesn't touch on, it doesn't have the time to touch on everything that is a priority.
There it is. They just told you. American soldiers dying under the watch of the commander-in-chief. That is not important to mention. There's other more important, like Ukraine. Like a struggle for going on minutes. In Ukraine for 20 goddamn minutes, and he does not have time. This is angering.
So,
yeah, piece of shit.
So
piece of shit.
They were circling. They were, you know, of course, because, you know, conservatives on Twitter actually have a spine these days. You know, we have it's a different movement. They actually put Trump's speech up there from when I think it was 2018 State of the Union, where he had the wife of one of the SEALs or somebody that died under his watch, you know, because he's like, they died under my watch. So I'm going to pay tribute. You know, and they had the wife, you know, they had one of the wives there. She showed up. He paid tribute. That's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. In my opinion, that was beautiful. He took time out of his State of the Union. Here's the deal. Biden's State of the Union was 62 minutes. To call that out, could have taken an extra 90 seconds, 60 seconds. So you would have had a 63-minute speech instead of a 62 by calling them out, and or at least inviting them. Why didn't you invite the wives?
Even if it had taken him an hour and a half.
Right.
It would have been well worth it. But to your point, he could have taken off 10 minutes. He could have taken off 15 minutes from the Ukraine bullshit. And we're going to get to that right now. But he could have. Why are we getting involved in that shit right now? And look, we have a lot of, there's a lot remnants of neocons and neo fucking Democrats out there who want this war. And there's a lot of money to be made in war, folks. There is. We have to acknowledge that people don't want to acknowledge that there's a lot of global interests that are happening. And we will dedicate an episode to this whole global, the reset that Klaus Schwab talks about. There is something coming, folks, that I don't think we can grasp it fully, but it's not a coincidence that this shit is connected. It's not a coincidence that Biden is so interested in Ukraine. It's not a coincidence that, remember Trump when he got in trouble, quote unquote, when they were investigating, when they impeached him because he had a phone conversation with Ukraine. And all of a sudden now we're talking about Ukraine again and Russia. What is happening? All right. Did we quickly forget that the son of this goddamn motherfucker was worked at a board of an energy company, Burisma, out in Ukraine? And was getting paid way above what anybody else would have been getting paid. And we're supposed to believe a guy who was a fucking drug an addict, basically. Never accomplished anything in his life. And yet he's on the board of some freaking energy company and doing God knows what. Biden was asked, what did your son? I had no idea what he was doing. Did you know? No, I didn't know. Like, how do you not know? You're the vice. And he was, this was during when he was a vice president. How do you not know what the fuck your son is doing? You're the vice president of the United States. Your intelligence didn't tell you? Dude, look, let me tell you something. The process of becoming an agent of the FBI is a very involved thing. It is. Any federal agency that you're going to work for, they're going to do a really extensive background check. Okay? Yep. They are. They're going to know they're going to know who your second grade teacher was. They will. Okay? This is how deep they go. You're telling me that the vice president of the United States did not know what the fuck his son is doing? It's a fucking lie. He's a liar. So this shit is involved. What is happening? And nobody's asking these questions. We're all celebrating, yeah, Ukraine and fuck Russia. And no. But step back. Were you guys aware that Russia is one of the few countries that is completely against this whole, the Great Reset? Did we know this? That they don't want to play according to this? Now, I'm not trying to paint Russia as a good, don't trust me. Russia is fucking, the country is fucked up. However, let's not paint the Ukraine as innocent and, its government is, no, these people are fucking, there's propaganda and we all witnesses. Tim was telling me, messaging me, you know, and I was getting bombarded by all this. Oh, look at this Ukraine here, or the Snake Island, look at this. And I took a step back and I'm like, I don't know what to believe here. And I'm glad I took a step back because I was like, I don't know what to believe. And there was so much coming from everywhere. And it turns out, as if you waited, you found out that half of these stories were all lies. And go ahead, Tim. I know you wanted to say a few things.
Yep. To me, everything, we're in a new age of information. Everybody puts stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not a foreign policy expert. I'm not, right? None of us are, right? We have opinions on what we see. And that's
even
what
the foreign policy experts, Tim, are not. They don't know. Because they're fucking.
Right. I'm just saying.
They're posting their lies too. So.
Right. No. I mean, Kissinger, Swalwell, they were all posting the propaganda. But it's really about who you follow, and you have to wait, right? Because it's really easy on Twitter to go hit that retweet button and thinking, oh, I'm going to be the first one there. And look at me. I'm the first. But you have to remember, the same people that told you to wear a mask because you won't get COVID, that was a lie.
Right.
To go in your house and lock the door because COVID is that deadly. Yeah. You know, they lie.
They're all in
the nurse, the TikTok videos, the get the vaccine because it stops the transmission. Right. Now, get boosted because that is really the perfect protection. And then everybody gets. So for the last 3 years, we've been being lied to, plain and simple.
Yeah, I think it's been more than 3 years, but they've
where we're all fully aware.
They've developed this theory that it's more important to be first than it is to be right.
Right. That's
not what you want in your.
So that's your where news I was media. Going. That's where I was going. So no. So with everybody, I got to be the first one. They don't care if they're right or wrong because the minute it goes viral, it's truth.
Yes.
Because now, it went viral.
Everybody believes it.
You Eric, say
it
enough, you know, it's these true, right? These blue check, you know, congressmen wouldn't be talking about the ghost of Kiev if it wasn't real. Excuse me.
Tell them what the ghost of Kiev is.
This is the same.
Kiev.
It was a Reddit meme.
Whatever.
Kiev. It was like a Reddit meme. I forget the guy's name. But it was like Sam something. Like in a fighter pilot, people like they fell for it. They go, "This is a fucking meme guy." You know what I mean?
So what they said was that this fighter pilot had brought down 10 Russian planes or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And so this was going all over the internet. People were, and then you come to find out, you know, real fighter pilots who are like, dude, you take one or two in your lifetime. You're phenomenal. 10 in a day. Fuck out of here. It was a lie.
Yeah.
And this whole thing. So that's where I was, you know, even with Nelson, I'm like, I'm glad I didn't get sucked into it because you know what? Maybe 4 years, you know, take the Iraq war, right? Because the Iraq war was the same thing. Weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, go in, 9/11. We believe you. See, we got duped by that because we didn't have social media. We didn't have camera phones.
Yes.
If we would have had all that back then, bet your ass. We would have been like, no Iraq. No, get out. Stop. You know what I mean? Because you would have had access to what was going on, right? So you pull it back and you go, wait a minute. Let me take a step back because the people, it's very important, especially on social media, who you follow for your source of information, right? Because when you see everybody doing this shit and the people that have been right almost every step of the way or give you the most factual information, when you see them not jumping on things, you're going, huh, if it was real, they would be supporting. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you kind of wait.
Then what happens to these people, right? Those people then got started being called, they were called Russian assets and, Russian sympathizers.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. So, but look, to your point earlier, Tim, you said it perfectly, and which is this. When George Soros, the DNC, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, Klaus Schwab, every rhino, and the entire news media, including the tech giants, dude, when they are all agreeing on something, all of them are agreeing on something.
Red flag.
I'm going to do the opposite.
Exactly. So to Tim's point, I lick my finger, put it up in the wind, and I say, where is the wind blowing? Where's the wind with all these fucking people? And I'm going to go the complete opposite, because 9 times out of 10, folks, most likely that's the way to go. Because to Tim's point, they lied about COVID. They lied about Russian collusion. They've lied about every single goddamn thing up to this point. Why would we believe them now? It would be foolish for us to say, yeah, Ukraine, and yeah, let's go Ukraine. Look, this has nothing to do against the Ukrainian people. It has nothing to do being a Putin ally. None of that. But what happens is, and I don't know if you guys know this, but real quickly, all these companies, credit card companies, everybody started pulling back. And people in Russia, regular people, folks like me and you, folks, guys, cannot access their money. They're, and so how is this supposed to stop Putin? It's only making poor people out in Russia suffer. So I it doesn't mean that I'm a Russian sympathizer. It means that this is not the way to go about it. But what was interesting and what was scary and what is foreshadowing what's coming here, folks, is how quickly it happened and how organized and coordinated it was, because it was, folks. This is fucking, and this is the whole Klaus Schwab, fourth industrial revolution, folks, that this is being planned, all this coordination, all this connection, and this is a trial run. A lot of what's happening right now, we think, oh, well, this is just chaos. And to Tim's point, this is a different time that we're living in. We're watching it real time as people are posting this shit. And I was watching videos of regular Russians out in Russia scared. They're like, why? I'm not the one making decisions. I'm not the one making these choices. This is my fucking government. And I can understand that if fucking Biden does some bullshit and I get freaking hammered for it. What the fuck? How is that my fault? This is my fucking idiot president who's fucking doing this shit. So I can sympathize with
I was sending you guys articles because, what do we all have in our phone? We have Google Pay and Apple Pay. Yeah. What did Google and Apple do? They shut it down in Russia. So people couldn't even, they were getting ready to go on the subway and go about their lives. Guess what? My shit don't work. I don't have access because it's digital. Everything is digital. So now Apple just shut down all their services in Russia. So anybody with an iPhone, done, right?
Why did Apple shut down everything in
Russia?
Because Russia is the bad guy. So the narrative today, Jeremy, is that Russia is bad and Ukraine is good. No, I'm not lying. Turn on the TV and this is what you're going to hear prevailing. You had some senators, you had Congress people from the United States, Jeremy, wearing the goddamn Ukrainian flag during a State of the Union address. Why? Imagine, for example, look, and I'm pro-Israel. I'm pro-Israel. But imagine a scenario where everybody's wearing the Jewish star during a State of the Union address. Or everybody's wearing... It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with the United States? It has nothing to do with the United States. Right now, we're talking about the state of the country, not fucking Ukraine. And I'm sorry, look, this is not against the Ukrainian people. But there's corruption on both sides. And for some reason, the whole beast of the media and every single fucking corrupt person involved right now has their eyes on Russia. And you're like wondering, what the fuck? Why? Nobody's asking this question. I mean, very few are asking this question. Yeah, Jeremy, go ahead.
What I was going to say to follow up on, to his points of with this trial run for the Great Reset, right? Right. Today's a country. They basically just destroyed Russia in 3 days. See, they could have done this to China the entire time. You got to ask yourself, why didn't they cut China off, right? They're the ones actually committing. Pause. They're committing genocide in their country. They actually have slave camps, and they won't do it.
Pause, Tim, real quick. I want to mention this. So, see, this is the mistake that a lot of us are making as well. See, Russia is not going to go down. Okay. What's going to happen is now Russia is going to be dealing with China. And this is what China wanted. So everything, right. everything that Russia had been getting from the West, guess who opens their doors? Guess who opens their doors and welcomes them? China. Okay. And what does that do? That only makes China stronger. So mm-hmm. when people celebrate this shit and they're like, yeah. But we had Russia under control because at least we can say, well, no, you can't do that. No, we can do that. But to completely paint them into a corner, we're putting them in a corner in a desperate situation. They're going to run to China's arms. And that's not a good situation to be in. Not for, bro, we're talking about two of the largest countries in the world. And now Russia's going to get bigger.
But this is why I say this is where it's planned, right? Because the Great Reset, right? I said it starts with Russia, where they destroy the Russian economy on paper, right? The ruble's worth nothing. They crashed their stock market like 40% in one day, right? They had to halt trading. Okay. Now, what came out today? Today is March 2nd. What did come out? Because what have I been talking about? Hey, the goal, and I've brought this up because from listening to other people that I follow and I did some research, what did everybody talk about? What was one of the goals? To stop the U.S. dollar from being the main currency. And how do you do that? You had to do SWIFT sanctions. You had to dissolve. You had to break the U.S. petrodollar. You had to break the U.S. dollar being the main currency for trading oil, right? So anybody that's doing oil transactions, right? I buy oil from OPEC from here. I buy it in my currency. You have your currency, but it gets traded in dollars, right? So right now, by sanctioning Russia, saying, hey, we're going to start doing this and we're going to do SWIFT sanctions, you're really destroying the U.S. dollar. And that's what nobody's paying attention to. And what did Powell come out today on March 2nd and say? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There technically, he goes, there could be multiple reserves, currency reserves. So basically, they just said, there's a good chance that the dollar is not going to be the dominant currency anymore. Yeah. So now your U.S. dollar ain't really worth shit no more because
isn't really worth anything now.
No, but because it's trading in oil. But if everybody's using the dollar, it means something. But once everybody stops using the dollar, it means nothing.
Right.
So all that, you can have $100,000 in the bank. How do you reset things? You take this fucking money that you have in the bank and you go, guess what? It's not worth nothing. Start over. Oh, you have this phone? Guess what? Oh, you're conservative? Oh, guess what? We cut you off.
Yeah, that was going to be my point when you were talking about they shut down all of Russia's economy. Apple and Google did that. Well, what's to stop them from doing that to conservatives in this country that they don't believe in?
A wake-up call.
Right.
Or a wake-up call for a lot of people. Look, we need to be aware. And I think we live in an opportune time because, see, it is a double-edged sword. They're using this as a way to control the people. But I like, you remember Jeff Goldblum's Jurassic Park, one of the best quotes that he gave, life finds a way, folks. Life finds a way. And the reason I like that is because we will find a way through this madness, this insanity, this chaos. And that's the beautiful thing, which is people are, this information, see, before they were relying on the big media to be able to disseminate this information and be the ones to control that narrative. That no longer is the case, folks. People are watching TikTok videos. And I'm going to show you this one as an example that things are not always as they appear. And this was all over TikTok, folks. And that's why, and the fact that this shit was not coming out, not even on Fox News, not even on, should show you that the era of the old legacy media is coming to an end. All right, so let me show you. I got a couple videos of this. Examples on how things are not always as they would appear. So the reason I'm showing you this video here is because I'm going to make two points here. One of them is, and look, this isn't by itself, it means nothing. But when you start adding it all up and you start looking at the evidence and the propaganda, you're like, realize, okay, there's something going on here. So the first thing is the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, is a former comedian, former actor, and he starred on. No, this is true. And look again, by itself, because look, if we look at Trump was he was in Hollywood. He was a big, So I completely get that. By itself, it means nothing. But then when you start putting the chips together and you're like, wait a minute. So he's a movie star. Sean Penn's out in Ukraine, coincidentally, for a new documentary that he just so happens to be there at the same time. Another actor who's a far leftist. And it's weird. There's something that they're coordinating here. Hollywood is involved. A lot of people, and the reason I say Hollywood is involved is because a lot of this footage that is being shown, you're starting to ask yourself, is how legitimate is it? Is it real? Is this real? And so when they start telling you the story, hey, a heroic pilot brought down 10 Russian planes, a Russian tank ran over some lady, 13 soldiers in Ukraine who were there on Snake Island and were heroic. All that was a lie. It was all propaganda. And this was disseminated by the major news networks. And it wasn't until social media started zooming in on videos and noticing, hey, this picture that supposedly that the president of Ukraine was supposedly wearing this gear, this is a picture from a video from 2 years ago or a year ago. This was not that, and that he didn't come out and disavow it, that he allowed the propaganda, and he even himself lied. See, the president of Ukraine lied and said that the 13 men had died on that island. He did. He said that. He was the first one who started that lie, because the news media went to him and they said, did this happen? And he's like, yeah, it happened, knowing damn well that it hadn't happened. This is wrong. Okay, I want to show you this video again. In the video, all it shows is how Hollywood is able to, through green screen, through a lot of things, you think you're watching something, but you really are not. And a lot of this effects were done years ago, but how good it is, you have to start asking yourself, how long has this been planned? How many of these videos do they have ready to go and to show? Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, before you play the video,
yeah,
I was gonna say there was a few other ones that were going around where it showed like a little kid yelling at the soldier, like, I'm gonna hit you, and start chasing them. And they were like, look at what's going on in Ukraine. It's a little Ukrainian girl yelling at the Russian soldiers. That was in Palestine. They were like, guys, this was from like a couple years ago in Palestine.
It's all the same to the media. No, just
but then there was another one. They showed this old lady with her face all busted up, bandaged. Oh, the Russians bombed her house. Turned out that, oh, guess what? That was from 4 years ago, where like an actual like pipe burst, like something happened in the apartment building, and she got out, but she had all the injuries and everything. So the reason why I say a lot of this is exactly like what we saw with COVID from the propaganda. Because remember that one video of that Italian hospital? They showed all the whole everything in there, and they were like, that was fake.
It was
the
fake.
Body bags, that was complete.
The people in body bags.
No, but the specifically the Italian hospital, the Italian ICU, where even CBS News was like, oh, look at what's going on in Italy. And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. They debunked that shit the next day, and CBS didn't even retract it. So that's where I'm like, I see all this. And again, we got to play the video. Take a step back. Don't believe everything you see.
Manifest
into something, right? Let's see what really comes out of it.
I know Heidi is a big TikToker, and she's probably TikToking right now because I see her swiping up and up and up. So
I'm not TikToking.
But you know damn well, Heidi, being an avid user of TikTok, that the filters on TikTok are getting so good. They're getting really good. If you guys are on that shit, I mean, it'll change your face, and it's doing it in real time. So take that.
Really?
Yes. Go to TikTok. Open up your TikTok. Open up a filter that's going to change your face.
Okay, hold on.
There's one for that gives you new eyebrows. No, I'm it's doing it right then and there. Okay, so listen to this.
I'm looking.
The point that I'm trying to make is this: is if an app on your phone can do that to your face and change it like that and superimpose your face on somebody else's body, or superimpose somebody else's face on your body, if it's able to do that on a phone, a little device that has not that much processing power compared to a computer. And the type of computers that these people have access to that can process this type of stuff, what Hollywood is creating, to Tim's point, you have to be very skeptical about what you're watching. And when you watch the video of the Italian hospital and they're showing a lot of motion, and then they show you somebody who had a phone and it was showing from the other angle and showed how they were all just acting for the camera, This is what's happening. So this device is a double-edged sword. Yes, it'll be our demise, but it might be our savior as well, inadvertently, because not according to their plan, but because, like I said, this is what a lot of people are showing, the different angle, and they're showing the reality. Okay, so let me play this video again for the audience. I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to watch it. I'm playing this for the benefit of you guys. And again, just to show you how Hollywood has gotten so much better at the effects that they're able to make today, because some of these movies that you watch, you think that they're shooting it at the locations, and they're not. A lot of this shit was fucking done green screen. All right, so watch this shit. So what you're watching here is Hollywood green screens, the things that you would normally think that it's that they're at the location, and it's really not. It's phenomenal, dude, how good they're getting at it.
So you see this with Instagram reels all the time as well. Mm-hmm. Like with that song specifically, like they all do these, have these different dances, and they're in front of, they have this app.
Yeah, it's all digital now. I mean, like you said, it's all any computer can do it.
Yeah.
Your phone can do it.
You can't trust anything you see. Was it deep fake? Is that what deep this fakes. Is? Deep fake?
Well, deep fakes is the face or they can make you as if you're talking.
So you guys remember, I think this week I sent you a video. It showed a little baby like on the edge, like it was like a waterfall, and the baby was walking on the edge and like holding on for dear life. And it looked like the baby was going to fall off a cliff and die into this, you know, thing of water. It was like a 30-foot drop. And then all of a sudden the advertisement came over and said, oh, this is what, it, you know, basically like, this is the company. And basically it was a baby walking on the other side of a fence in a park, completely safe.
Yeah.
But when you look at that video, if you weren't paying attention and you were looking at this, this is how deceitful these things are, that you don't know what's real and what's not, because people look at this, oh my God, those parents need to go to jail. How many people are being wrong? Like that video, it's easy to judge a parent and go, man, parents, that parent's an idiot. Who would let your kid do that? You're a bad parent. You should have your kid taken away. Somebody sees that and they go, oh, we're going to take your kid away now.
Right.
But it's like, wait, it's a fake. Like, prove it. You know what I mean?
It was real.
So this is dangerous. And now if you're trying to do war propaganda, if you're trying to sell a story to get everybody behind you, this is where it's at.
This is becoming more and more. You remember the James Bond movie? Well, I forget which one it was. The World's Not Enough. Where the media tycoon basically tries starting a war between the British and the China Navy, right? They have that funny looking ship. Do you remember that one?
I think it's the one. I'm not a big James Bond guy.
Yeah, me either.
But still, a lot of movies and sci-fi books that we've all watched in some way are all coming to reality now, or fruition, right? Real Player One, Metaverse, you know, all this CGI stuff. Half of this, you could probably look and say it's Mission Impossible type stuff. You know, what we've seen in those movies coming up, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things happening. House of Cards. Honestly, I think half of what you're seeing in DC with politics right now, you're watching House of Cards. I mean, there's a couple things while Jeremy's looking this up that I wanted to touch real quick. As we're talking about propaganda, Russia, Ukraine, and everything, think about everything right now. The COVID hysteria is over, is completely over, because what happened this week, right? Today is March 2nd. Pfizer was trying to withhold all the information for 75 years. It got overturned in the courts, and now they have to start doing, I think, about 50,000 pages every month. I think the first batch dropped, but it was only like 38 pages or something like that. But those 38 pages were about adverse reactions. People are like,
long list.
No wonder why. Yeah. No wonder why the trials for children stop. It doesn't work in children. You have that. Then you got the Durham report. See, all of a sudden, everybody stopped talking about the Durham report. Everybody stopped talking about COVID. All of a sudden, protesting in Canada, it's perfectly okay because the person that was freezing everybody's bank accounts, Freeman over there, she's out there with the entire you know, Ottawa, and the police are saying, oh, please, please don't come downtown because we are doing our best to avert traffic. Oh, all of a sudden protesting is okay in Ottawa. You know what I mean? Mm. The police are helping the people protest in favor of Ukraine. But then you find out she's holding up some freaking some sign that she wound up deleting the picture because it's tied to this one faction in the Ukraine military or one of their special unit forces that's tied to neo-Nazis, right? So they've convinced everybody to support neo-Nazism and everything. Everybody gets a gun. In the Ukraine, it's okay. But in America, they want to still take your guns.
Yeah. So the, just to clarify, the name of the movie is Tomorrow Never Dies.
Okay.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, you really should watch it because it is basically what is going on right now in real life.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll check it out.
Really? Check it out.
So to your point, Tim, what's crazy is the left will be the left, even in this whole thing. You know, they're trying to hype up Ukraine, Russia bad. And then they're trying, anybody who comes out and says, hey, guys, maybe we don't want war, right? Maybe we don't want another Iraq. Maybe we don't want another Afghanistan. Maybe the American people are there's other ways, right? Because it's not a coincidence that fucking Russia didn't do anything while Trump was in office. It's not, folks.
Yeah.
There's other ways to, you know, and it was, you fuck around and find out.
He's a puppet. He was installed.
Fuck around and find out.
He was a puppet that got installed.
Give him a strong handshake, pull him close to you and fucking let him know who's boss. Okay. That's how you talk with the fucking thugs. Okay. Trump knew that. All right. And they won't fucking act up. Okay. So, but here's the thing. The left will always be the left. Okay. So even in this whole thing where Russia bad, let me show you this video. That I think this was CBS News tweets out this video and they get lambasted. Okay. And they're not getting lambasted by just Republicans. They're getting lambasted by even the left, right? Who's like, what are you doing? We're all in unison for Ukraine. What the fuck are you doing? All right. So let me show you the CBS tweet. Fucking hilarious. I was like, this is real life, folks. This is the real world. Okay. So we should all be worried about the Ukraine issue, but the left will always be the left. So listen to this shit.
Here's a building that was just struck by a bomb or a tank or something like that, under attack.
Sometimes we think it's just all a dream, that we stuck inside some kind of a video game, because you just you live in a quiet society and then you hear bombings and then you wake up to the sound of bombings. I don't want to go outside. I'm literally scared for my life.
She's a transgendered living in the Ukraine.
All my friends left the city. My neighbors left my floor and I think my building.
And fears what could happen if she tries to leave. Many people in the city have weapons which she believes could make her situation a lot more dangerous. Right. So look.
This is not a very rainbow.
Okay. In the middle of all this, Ukraine is being under is being attacked by Russia, and the narrative is this by the mainstream media. Pause for a minute, because there are trans people living in the Ukraine who were under fire way before this even, you know. So this is what they're trying to sell you. And so I'm going to read some of the comments, but yeah, what would you want to say, Heidi?
I don't even have words.
It hurts your head.
I don't even have words.
Yeah, what are you supposed to care about?
It's a fucking war. We're headed to World War III is where we're headed. And you people are worried about a fucking rainbow and whether there's a penis or a vagina.
Yes.
And it, they're from birth. Yes. Wasn't supposed to be there because I don't feel like it anymore. Are you fucking kidding me?
Don't you understand? They're selfish. It's about, this is the me generation.
Guess what? You people are making me a homophobe and a racist. Okay, oh my gosh.
Do not say that because.
Against.
Yeah. God is going to take platform.
Okay. No, all seriousness. I'm being funny, but seriously, the media is creating people that have to come out and stand up against. I've never in my life did I ever care about what you chose to do sexually or gender. Why? I never in my life have cared. But my heart breaks for my family that is going through, you know, that is gay and that is lesbian. And somebody I know who even dresses in goes by a woman's name. My heart bleeds for these people because look at they're turning you into a mockery. If you are truly a gay or a transgender, that from the people that I know, you should be livid. They are making a mockery of your lifestyle.
A lot of them are. So if you think about it, check this out. You know what I'm thinking of? If my building's under attack, if my building's under attack and I see and I'm getting mortared and everything and everybody's leaving, you know what? You know what I'm doing?
Kissing your ass goodbye.
No, everybody
hiding your head between your legs.
I don't care if you're a fucking train. We're all yeah, American. Exactly. We're all Ukraine. Like, let's get the fuck out. Let's get the hell out of here. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, he blew that ball. Wait,
what did you say?
I did.
I think he's been cussing the whole time.
Bruh.
I've been drinking. Bruh. I've been drinking. I've been good. I've been great. But yeah, what I'm saying is
right now.
Like the
Leroy.
So the last thing is the last thing anybody's thinking about.
Excuse me, ma'am. It is ma'am.
No, it's Keeve. It's Keeve.
Oh my God.
But sorry, nobody's thinking about this stuff. Yeah. It's either you're gonna live or die. Right. All right. No Ivan Drago comments. Right.
If he dies, he dies.
But it's true. Yeah. I'm not thinking about if you have something in between your legs and your dresses go, like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
We can deal with that stuff later. Yeah. Like, it's life or death. I don't care what you are.
You know what? She needs she needs to stay in her little building where they're blowing everything around her up because
every building is going to collapse around her and every room is going to collapse. She's going to be the only one left. Yeah. She's going to be like,
yeah.
What do I do next?
Yeah, well.
So I want to read some of these comments. And again, the leftists and the rightists are united in condemning this. The leftists are angry because they're like, why would you paint the Ukraine in a bad light right now? You know, don't do that. Let's be united, right? That's what they did. And then the right is like, really? Which one should we care about? Should we care that the trans community is persecuted by Ukrainians or that Ukraine is being invaded by Russia? Pick one. You know, it's like
they don't know what to do.
Why can't it be both?
So, you know those memes, real quick before you read them. You know those memes are like where they show the buttons where it's like the nuclear button and they have the guy like holding his head sweating like, you know, is it?
Yes. Yeah, which one to press?
You know, is Second Amendment good or arm or Ukrainian? You know what I mean? And they're like, which one do I hit? Which one do I hit? Because they don't know because one they pick
guns
is wrong.
Guns kill people, right? Which what did Biden say? Put Kevlar on a fucking deer. What did he say?
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Oh
yeah, deers don't need Kevlar.
He said, why do we need armor piercing bullets? Do the deers
100 rounds.
Wear Kevlar, right? So in other words, he's saying that the gun is meant for hunting. What a moron.
Anyway, the gun is meant exactly.
What are you talking about? You get your food at Walmart.
Guns. This is what people need to remember. And this is one thing I love. The left is all about Second Amendment, nationalism, and borders all of a sudden, right? For Ukraine. But for here, you don't need guns. This is when you're trying to overthrow a government, that's why they say get rid of your guns. When you're trying to protect your government, protect your interests, this is why everybody needs a gun. This is why the Second Amendment exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is great.
Shall not infringe, not shall go shoot Bambi. Shall not infringe. The goal is.
What's crazy is that let's say even if it's not the United States government that is the one that's doing the oppression or the tyranny. Let's say it's another country that invades, a country, say, like Russia or China. It would behoove the government of the United States to make sure that their citizens are, all of them are armed. So that way a land invasion of the United States would be very hard for anybody who dares to cross the Atlantic if they can get through or the Pacific and try to invade the mainland of the United States. Okay. Anyway.
Why would you defeat their purpose? Why would you defeat what the government's trying to do?
Well, they're here already.
So one of the comments, and there's a lot of gold comments here, but one of them, was saying, this is the equivalent of saying, relentless shelling is a threat to Kyiv's vegan restaurants.
Hey, that was the best one. I saw that one. That one was great. I love that one.
Yeah. This is exactly what it is. Like, what the fuck, folks?
Let's see. It's hilarious.
Here's what. Okay. This glad to see the how do I make this war about me isn't just an American white woman phenomenon. anyway, so I just wanted to bring that up.
That dude's single.
Well, that but was sexist. True.
That dude's not getting lit.
No, but here's the deal. I mean, think about it. When you, I've seen all the memes. I mean, it's getting to the point where you had a sitting congressman say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I think we got to go further. We got to kick every Russian out of college that's what? Here in America." So you have Democrats now it's openly insane. Calling for removing somebody of a certain nationality. Okay. The party that's supposed to be about unifying and love everybody.
Mm-hmm. And now in you Canada, understand what, but see, this is how you know that this is human nature. I'm not going to say this is just Democrats. This is human nature to do that.
Communist.
When you look at a group of people as a threat, like the Germans did, right? Because even the good Germans, you know, when they were going around saying, well, the Jews, they own too much property, they have too much power, and therefore we must get them out. A lot of Germans said, well, yeah, I kind of don't like that. So therefore, I'm going to be okay with them getting their property removed. So a lot of people went along with it, thinking rationally and for their own good, right? And which is the same mm-hmm. the same thing. Oh, there could be Russians in my college. Round them up. This is fucking, it's not too far away from reality, folks.
That's what I'm saying. Now think about it. You know, look at all the barbers. A lot of barbers, right? All over New York. I mean, here, there's tons. I mean, all over this country, a lot of Russian barbershops, even in Canada, all over. A lot of Russian barbershops. What if the government said, you know what? Oh, you're Russian? Yep. Business is gone. We pull it from you. Because we don't know if you have ties, if you like Putin or not, even though you've been in this country for 30 years. You might be a Russian mole. You see where we're going with this? This is very dangerous because they just did this in Canada. A hockey team. I mean, in the hockey draft, in like the junior hockey draft. I was just reading this. They removed a 16 and a 17-year-old Russian from the draft, from the junior hockey league. They removed them from being able to be drafted because they're Russian. Okay, let that sink in. This is the same country that 2 weeks ago that everybody forgets about declared martial law on their citizens, froze bank accounts to where one of the leaders of the protest was denied bail, showed up again today to try to get another trial. She showed up in shackles. She's a truck driver, honked her horn, and she's in shackles, bro.
Insane.
But right. Meanwhile, in New York City, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, on the 28th, some dude was harassing a girl on the subway. She told him to go away. He went and shit in a bag, walked back up to her, slapped her in the face with a bag of shit. Guess what? He got arrested. He got out on bail with no bail because you know why? The judge says, well, even though he was arrested three other times recently, I have no I have no information on those cases. So he literally got off. He wound up going back to jail because the NYPD grabbed him for a hate crime now. But this is what we're at, folks. You can be on the left and be, you know, fit a certain criteria for their gender. Slap somebody in the face with a bag of shit and get out. Pretty much.
You keep saying shit and cussing. I'm gonna keep playing it every time, every customer that you get.
Sorry, I'm angry. I'm very angry.
So the one thing you need to realize, Tim, is you're getting angry, but you have to realize Russians are white people, so it doesn't count.
I don't care about their.
It doesn't count. They're white. It doesn't count.
But what I'm saying,
they get what they deserve.
Think about this.
All the bad things that happen.
No, everybody needs to let this sink in because we're all laughing and everything. Tomorrow they could turn around and say, "Guess what? Everything is frozen of you. Mm-hmm. Every asset is frozen that you have. Your phone. Your phone is shut off. Your phone is brick. Oh, your phone is brick. Guess what? Where's your crypto wallet on your phone? Oh, what else is on my phone? My all my bank stuff. All my passwords. Everything." Is on my phone. Oh, it's bricked and it's wiped. And guess what? Your iCloud gone. You can't retrieve anything. You are now nothing. You go to the bank. Hey, I want to pull my money out. Sorry, your account's been frozen. Why? Well, because you've been deemed a domestic terrorist by the United States government under the Patriot Act, you know, Section 2, Clause number 5, because you said Joe Biden is a feckless old man. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is where we're at. And people do not think, a lot of people do not think that this could happen. It's happening now in this country. We just don't hear about it. We don't want to admit it. We go, oh, we have rules and we sue. By the time you sue and everything gets over with, it's too late. Good luck getting it back. Yeah. Because now you're broke. You got nothing. What lawyer's going to take you? You had nothing. Oh, I live in a house. Guess what? They come and say, oh, guess what? You're a domestic terrorist. Boom. Your house is gone. Oh, the state owns your house now. What? I've been paying my money. That doesn't matter. You're a domestic terrorist. You lost all possession. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did,
well,
we are there.
Here is our saving grace. If
I sound like Alex Jones right
if
now.
It comes
shoot,
down,
it's close.
That, if it comes down to that. Thank God for the Second Amendment, man. Thank God. Thank
that's
God.
All you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
The great equalizer.
No, but this is why they have databases on everybody that owns guns. Because if they're looking to do this, right, and they come and they're going to start seizing things, guess what? You have the largest army. You have over probably 100 million people armed. That's the people are the biggest military of the world. The United States people are the largest.
I was reading some statistics and you know, the active the number of active and military people that are either active or on reserve, that number is overshadowed by the amount of people who formerly served and are now just citizens that have the same training knowledge as, you know. So if it were to come down to that, and they're armed, right? That's the difference between us and a lot of the rest of the world, which is, you know, yeah, you have the people who were ex-military, but they're not armed anymore. Whereas opposed here,
right,
those people have the training and they're still armed and they love hunting and they love everything that involves, you see what I'm saying? They keep up to date with that shit. They're not naive about it. And so, you know, you mentioned something, and one of the beautiful things in the Declaration of Independence, the line that always that I like to read is the one that talks about, hold on, let me find it because I'm going to botch it. Right. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station of which the law of nature and of nature's God entitled them. A decent respect for the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to the separation. So again, this is in our founding documents, folks. The idea that we have that power, God-given power, not government, not Nancy Pelosi and her band of rejects, not the buffoon in chief. Those people don't give us the rights, folks. This is God-given, and they can't get away from that. That's why this document is so precious. It must be preserved. All those historians and colleges who want to convince you that these documents need to be updated, because this movement is coming. Oh yeah, that was written by slave owners. We need to create a new one. No, fuck you. This shit is what, in my opinion, is the last line of defense. The Second Amendment is beautiful, and it was outlined that we have a right. Whenever this government becomes, you know, abuses this power, we have the duty and the responsibility to abolish it. All right, that's all I have.
Rascally commies
for today, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Let's just hope we can find ammunition.
Exactly. Jeremy makes his own. I mean, I think.
What? Make my own what?
Bacon.
I love bacon. I love bacon
too. You have bacon?
Bacon is so yummy.
Bacon is great.
I need about 16 strips of bacon for my pot, for my pan.
What?
For your pan.
Can you loan me about 100 pieces of bacon?
100, sure. I get you 100 pieces of bacon.
All right. That's all I had, ladies and gentlemen. Was there anybody else have anything? Before we close it up?
No, I think we're good. Yeah.
I'm just going to say, you know, to our, you know, two listeners, go get, you need to educate yourself. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is actual, factual, real stuff. Go educate yourself. Go get the Fourth Industrial Revolution book by Klaus Schwab. Get The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. There's another one that he just came out with that even outlines even more, because you're seeing it right now about ESGs and all this. It's playing out in our economies. And there was just an article by Bloomberg that said countries are afraid to send military in because, you know, it's going to lower their ESG scores or some shit. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. You got to get educated. It's not conspiracy theory anymore, guys. This is what they want. They tell you. They lie. They lay out the plan for everybody to see. So whether you agree with it and you want, you know, the more they say it's conspiracy theory, the more you know it's real. Okay. Because you're watching it in real time. You're seeing it happen. Be smart. Invest your money correctly. Get crypto. Make sure you get a hardware wallet because, you know, digital, it's all trackable. Get yourself some precious metals. Diversify because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If you believe that this is wrong, this regime and what you're seeing in the world, prepare yourself. Make sure you have food supply, you have guns, you have ammo. Prepare yourself. That's it. Yeah. Educate yourself.
So to summarize, basically what you're trying to say is,
why is everyone so fucking stupid? Why aren't more people encouraging? Wreck me.
Emotional damage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Hold on. I did want to mention, just for our loyal listeners, the next episode we're going to have is going to be a little interesting. So prepare yourself for that. I'm not going to spoil it, but this is going to be a fun episode. So just prepare yourself. All right. We'll leave it at that. Give us a follow, hit the like button, share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Go get him!
God.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.